this morning come from Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Genesis 3 and 6. The woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Job 2 and 9. His wife said to him, "Are you still trying to maintain your integrity? Curse God and die." And then we're going to go into the 12th chapter of Numbers and look at the life of Miriam, the sister of Moses. What if I stop trusting God, Lord Jesus? What if I stop trusting God? Amen. You may be seated. What if I stop trusting God is the question this morning. What if I give up on God? What if I become resigned to the fact that God can't help me? What if I purpose in my mind, my body, and my soul that God is not God and he's not able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all things and everything? Amen? What if I stop trusting God? What if I stop trusting God? What if I don't believe that everything is going to be all right? What if I stop trusting God? Sometimes our situations, praise God this morning, look bleak from every direction. It doesn't seem that things are going according to plan. It doesn't seem that what we scheduled is taking place. What if I stop trusting God? Sometimes when our situations look less than profitable, less than successful, we find ourselves thinking this: I wanted to trust God's plan. I really did. So why am I struggling to believe God can help me in the midst of what seems impossible? Sometimes when God gives us opportunities to come to a deeper level of trust in him, we have to understand those opportunities may look like trials. Those opportunities may look like tribulations, but we need to see them as such that God is allowing us an opportunity to trust him at a deeper level. He doesn't want surface trust. He wants trust at a deep level. During those times when things seem dark and we have a choice, will we doubt God or will we trust him to guide us? During those times when we want to walk away and throw in the towel, give it up, will we trust God? So what if we stop trusting God? What if I stop trusting God? What if I had stopped trusting God a long time ago? Thank you, God. Sometimes those opportunities again may come in ways that we really don't understand. Hardships may come. What if I stop trusting God? When I stop trusting God, then I venture to do it on my own. I try to take care of it for myself. If you've ever doubted, don't feel so bad that you can't come back from it. You're not alone. Many of us have stopped trusting God in the midst of whatever we were going through. Many people, even in the Bible, have questioned God's plan. Why do you think he would have that written for us to read? If God was not confident of who he is, he wouldn't tell us the stories of those who don't trust him. He would only tell us the stories of what? Those who do trust him. You see, God is not like man. He's not like man. Man tends to want to always shine, always make sure that people think they've got it going on, always want it to feel right, to look right, to be right. Amen? We only want to tell the stories of the good things. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't want to tell about the hardships and the hard times. But the old folks used to say, look at where he's brought me from. Amen? Don't forget the bridges that you what? Crossed over. What if I stop trusting God? Let's start with one woman in the Bible by the name of Eve. Word of God in Genesis 3 and 6 says, the woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious. And she wanted the wisdom it would give her. Lord Jesus. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. The woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes. See, let me tell you something. Many times when God tells us to keep our hands off things, Satan causes us to see them so appealing that we just have to what? Have it. Amen? She saw that it was a delight to the eyes and the tree was desired to make one wise. God didn't want her to know what she wanted to know. Sometimes God keeps information from us to what? Protect us, amen? So what if I stopped trusting God? Eve didn't trust God at that point. Eve wanted to do what Eve wanted to do. What happens when we're faced with unexpected circumstances? She wasn't expecting Satan to come along and to lure her or to tempt her. So what happens when we are faced with unexpected circumstances? That's why every day we have to put on the whole armor of God. That's what that means, to get up ready. Get up and dress up, amen? Put on that helmet of salvation. You got to be ever so conscious of what's going on around you, amen? We no longer feel self-sufficient. When that happens, fear finds a place in our heart. But God has not given us the spirit of fear. Eve gave in to temptation just so she could know more. Sometimes our curiosity, what that saying said, curiosity killed the what? Cat. But they tell me also the cats have 9 lives. We can't afford to be killed because we only have what? 1 life to live. We can't let curiosity take us out. Because we're not like the cat, we're not going to rebound. Amen? So what happens when we are faced with these things that we are not expecting? Do I still trust God? When I set this plan up, I wanted it to go this way, and it goes the other way. Can I still trust God? What if it doesn't work out? What if something bad happens? What happens if I lose? What if he leaves me? What if she puts me down? What if my best friend walks away? Amen? What if I stop trusting God? Eve did. Job's wife, Job 2 and 9 says, his wife said to him, are you still trying to maintain your integrity? Curse God and die. You see, Job was in such bad shape that he was scraping sores off his body with broken pottery. Amen? He was in so much discomfort. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. That his wife just looked at him and said, why are you going through this? Where's that God who's supposed to be your healer? Where's that God that you serve? Why don't you just go ahead and curse him, because you will die? See, she said, why don't you go ahead and curse him and die? She had to know, if you curse God, Job, you're going to die. But even at the bottom of the barrel where Job was, God was still there. What if Job has stopped trusting God? His wife stopped trusting him. She watched her husband in agony, watched his body covered with painful boils. His discomfort was so great again that he scraped himself with broken pottery. How do we feel when we are watching our loved ones suffer? How many of us have had to watch someone we love go to their demise, die from this world? How do we feel when we are watching people having to go to ICU to check them out, to see how long it's going to be? How do we feel? Do we still trust God? Watching someone we love with debilitating illnesses causes us to feel helpless. We feel fearful. We even get angry at God sometimes, y'all. Job's wife's comment reveals deep hurt. You see, we've looked at it so long as, God, she's so just disrespectful, but she was hurt because she was watching the man that had built a life for them. She was watching the man that was her keeper, her protector. She was watching him go down, amen? She couldn't stand. She had to have some sympathy or some feelings for Job in order to tell him, why don't you just cuss God and die? Excuse me. And although it may seem like his wife's response to his condition was callous, many of us can understand the heartbreak. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Many of us can understand where she was. Then questions begin to creep up. Why would God allow something so terrible to happen? And we find ourselves right back where we were before. Here comes the what if. What if I stopped trusting God? Job's wife did. Thank God Job didn't. Miriam, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Sister of Moses. In Numbers 12 and 2, it says, so they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? They're asking a question now. Has he not spoken through us also? What they weren't banking on was this next part. And the Lord heard it. So many times we open our mouths, we forget that God is what? Listening. We forget that God can hear it, amen? We need to understand that we don't even have to open our mouth because he can hear it in our mind and in our heart and spirit, amen? But so many times, Miriam, questioning. Now, at this point, what you have to understand is that Moses had done something that Miriam, his sister, didn't like. She didn't approve of. He had married an Ethiopian colored girl. African. She didn't approve of that. Miriam's sister knows best, or our know best attitude became clear in her conversation with her brother Aaron. So that's those two siblings now. Moses is the leader. God placed him in that position. Amen. We just have to accept when God puts a person in a place. Their decisions, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hold on, Elder. Let's see if it's this. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So Miriam and Aaron were having a conversation, and because she already has some issues with the woman that Moses married, she knows better, she knows best. Her attitude came into her judgment. Amen. So many times what we feel personally interferes with what God has for us. Amen. Let me tell you, the word of God could remind Miriam at that point. Touch not my what? Anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Amen. It's not always a physical attack on the man or woman of God, but it can be what? An emotional attack, a verbal attack. But Moses had done this thing, married with somebody whom she didn't approve. Thinking we know best leads to pride. Miriam had too much pride about who her brother, she didn't have anything to do with who Moses married. Pride leads us away from trusting God's plan. What if I stop trusting God? Miriam did. We all struggle with pride in life. Listen to this. Sadly, many of us do not realize the potential that waits for us if we let go of pride and move forward in God's plan. What if I stop trusting God? The Bible goes so far as to tell us that God hates the sin of pride, and he will discipline the proud. What if I stop trusting God? Let's look in ourselves as wise in our own eyes, you see? That's what pride does. It makes us think that we know everything and the way we see things is always the right way. But the word of God reminds us that his ways are not even our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Just because I'm thinking it doesn't mean it's what God is thinking. Amen? We need to become humble and willing to learn from God and others. What if I stop trusting God? God gave Moses favor, the one he chose to lead his people out of Egypt. Why then did God become angry with Miriam and Aaron? Because he chose Moses. God became angry with them when he heard them. Guess what? He called them to the table. A lot of us don't understand that God called them and spoke to them face to what? Face. God became angered when Miriam and Aaron spoke against his servant. Numbers 12 and 8 says, why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? See, God called them up. Come here. All three, he called them all up. Amen? And he chastised Miriam in front of her brothers. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Numbers chapter 12. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When we look at Numbers, thank you, Lord. Chapter 12. We're going to share this with you. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman, Cushite, the black woman, whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. And they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? So now y'all questioning, why God not speaking through us? See, that's what that's all about. And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than all people who were on the face of the earth. What if I stop trusting God? And suddenly the Lord said to Moses and Aaron and Miriam, come out, all three of you, to the tent of meeting. And all three of them came out, and the Lord came down in a pillar of a cloud and stood at the entrance of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam. Now, he told all three of them to come to the what? Tent. But who did he call before him? Miriam and who? Aaron. And they both came forward, and he said, hear my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak with him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses, Moses is faithful in all my house. With Moses I speak mouth to mouth clearly, and not in riddles, and Moses beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid, there it goes, to speak against my servant Moses? You know I'm dealing with Moses. You know Moses is anointed. So why is it that you're not afraid to speak against him? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and the Lord departed, Lord Jesus. When the cloud removed from over the tent, watch this. Behold, Miriam was leprous like snow. And Aaron turned toward Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said to Moses, oh, my Lord. Look who he's talking to now. He said, because God has moved himself from this place. He says to Moses, oh, my Lord, do not punish us because we have done foolishly and have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, because lepers were considered as the dead. They were banned from being near people, around people. They were so highly regarded as diseased. Nobody wanted to touch them. Nobody wanted to be near them. Amen. Let her not be as one dead whose flesh is half eaten away when he comes out of his mother's womb. Aaron crying to Moses now, and Moses cried to the Lord. Ah. Oh God, please heal her, please. What if I stop trusting God, even when he answers me? But the Lord said to Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be shamed 7 days? Let her be shut outside the camp 7 days, and after that she may be brought in again. So Miriam was shut outside the camp 7 days, and the people did not set out on the march till Miriam was brought in again. After that, the people set out from Hazareth and camped in the wilderness of Paran. What if I stop trusting God? Moses pleaded with God to heal his sister. It wasn't the answer he was expecting. That's those unexpected circumstances. It wasn't the answer he wanted. But because it's the answer God gave, he still what? Trusted God. So his sister had to be put outside. Amen? Barred from being around everybody. But look at this thing. Look at this thing. What if I stop trusting God? You see, you can't speak. You can't try to control the way God sets things up. You can't try to figure out and fix it on your own. Miriam stepped outside. She stepped out of line. She stepped out of line. And you notice when God called the three of them to the tent, listen to this. Moses didn't even know they had talked about it. Come on, God. So it's not always that it's people bringing you what folks saying about you. Come on. Sometimes God will reveal some things. Amen. What if I stop trusting God? What if I stop trusting God? As insignificant as our will is to God's plan, God will use us however he deems necessary to get his glory. Eve was tempted and used by the enemy, but God still reigned. Job's wife was tempted and used to turn Job in favor of the enemy, but Job still trusted God, and God still reigned. Miriam was tempted and used to speak against the man of God, but God still reigned. You see, sometimes the enemy is causing us to do some things. But sometimes it's God that's causing some things to happen. Amen? God allows us sometimes to go to places within ourselves and be a part of situations. Sometimes because he needs to get our attention. See, out of the mouth, the heart speaks. God already knew Miriam's heart for Moses. Moses may not have known Miriam's heart for him, but God knew. And when God knows somebody's heart is not for you and you are his anointed, he says that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He says that oh my God, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So sometimes we may have to feel some things that hurt us for God to show us. Amen? We're going to share this and we're done. 1 Chronicles 16:19-25 says, when you were few in number, of little account, and sojourners or travelers in this thing, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, God allowed no one to oppress you. God rebuked kings on your account, saying, touch not my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare God's glory among the nations, his marvelous work among all the people. For great is the Lord, thank you, Lord, and greatly to be praised. What if I stop trusting God? If I stop trusting him, I won't understand or I won't get to where he's leading me to. You got to keep your trust. Amen. You have to ask the question, what if I stop trusting? If I stop trusting God, I won't know where this thing is going. I won't know where he leads me. Amen. A song said, where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you now for your word, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, and we ask that you continue to manifest this thing in us, oh God. Give us clarity. Let this word stay in our spirit, stay in our mind. Help us to remember, oh God, to just go back and look at just a few, oh God. And this morning you gave us three women, oh God. But we know that there were others, oh God, who did not trust you fully, God. But you came out on top every time, getting the glory, making things right, doing your will, God. And we thank you this morning. Help us, God, to question ourselves. What if I stop trusting you? Where would I be? What would I land in, God? How would my life play out? What if I stop trusting you? I need you, God. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless me right now, my Savior. I come to thee. Bless your people everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.